Good morning, we're Masechet Menachot. We're starting Daf Kaf. Just to be ending off yet, on Daf Kaf, we're starting off at the bottom of Daf Yutet Amud Bet. So we're still busy with Rav. Remember, Rav said yesterday, we quoted Rav, and Rav said that every time that we have the Torah repeats a pasuk, right? So it comes to teach us the halacha of Ikuv. That if you don't fulfill the mitzvah, then it was ma'akev. Right? So Matki Rav. So there's a machlok, a head kef here. Now, the Shittim Kubetz is out of interest. Changes Rav Huna. I can't work out why, to be honest. But he says that Rav Avia. He says Matki Rav Avia. Interesting. I'm not sure why he changes Rav Huna to Rav Avia. Anyhow, so Matki Rav Avia, Hare Melach. We've got Melach. Right? Delo Tanabekra. That the pasuk isn't the Torah doesn't repeat the dealing with regards to Melach, but nonetheless umaakvabe, right? We know, right, that salt is pretty much a staple ingredient in most korbanot, right? So he said, and how do we know? They've got a brighter Brit Melach olam hi. Now, what does it mean Brit Melach? Right, that a covenant of like a covenant like salt, or was it lasts forever? Right, shetehe Brit. Amura b'melach, the Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean, Shetehe Brit Amura? What does it mean, we've got to say the Brit on Melach? Right, it says over here, Shelo tifsok mikorbanot. Okay? Basically, when you bring korbanot, you have to have Melach on them. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara brings Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ne'mar kan Brit Melach Olam, Huve Ne'mar Lahanan Brit Kehunat Olam. He learns Gzera Shava. He says, Keshem she'ev shal korbanot below kehuna, just like you can't have korbanot without kohanim. You can't have korban without melach. Now, there's no machloket here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that melach is a staple ingredient of a korban. They've just got different makorot for learning it. Look at Rashi. Bain Rabbi Yehuda, bain Rabbi Shimon, like a midi. There's nothing between them. There's no machloket. Ela mashmot dorshin. They're just arguing on basically where they learn it from. Okay, so the question is a good question. Rav Huna or Rav Avia, whoever's asking this question, right? Rabbi Rav Huna. The fact that they saying Brit because of Rabbi Yehuda says Brit Melach or Rabbi Shimon says Gzera Shava of Kahuna and Melach, they're both asking the same question. It doesn't repeat itself. There's no double-barreled pasuk in the Torah on Melach, and yet we see that Melach is an ingredient with the korbanot. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. So he says, Rabbi Yosef gives the answer. He says, Rav, when Rav said what he was saying, Ketana Didan Spirile. Right, was it like our Mishnah? Go back on Yud Chet. Right, that's the Mishnah we're still busy on. Right, what does the Mishnah say there? Lo yatzak, lo bala, lo pitet, velo malach. He didn't salt the korban. And what did the Mishnah say? Kshera. So it seems to be a machloket tanaim over here, right? Our Mishnah is pretty straightforward. So Rus says, what do you want from Rav? Ketani dan shvila, da'ama lo malach kasher. Okay, question clear, right? But we got a question on Rav, and then it seems that our Tana supports Rav. So Amar Le Abaya, so Abaya says to Rav Yosef, Ihachi, if you want to say now that Lo Malach, right, means that he didn't do Malicha at all, so then you got to say as well that Lo Yatzak Nami, Lo Yatzak Kla. Okay? Then if we want to say, if we're learning that Mishnah on Daf Yudche, right. The Mishnah said a number of things. It said, Lo Yatzak, remember? And we had there, how do we learn Lo Yatzak? We said, Lo Yatzak wasn't that he didn't do Yatzik at all with the shemen, with the oil onto the flour, but we said that it wasn't a Kohen who did it. Remember that, Limud? Anybody remember that? Right? We said it wasn't a Kohen, not that it wasn't Yatzik at Klaus. So it says, if you're telling me now that Melicha over here, that Rav is like our Tana, and Melicha means they didn't do Melicha at all, then you're going to end up saying that lo yatzak klal as well. Ela lo yatzak kohen, ela zar. But we learned over there that it was a case of lo yatzak kohen. But a zar could have done it. It was yatzik, it wasn't about kohen. So he said, why don't we say the same thing over here? Ela achinami. Lo malach kohen, ela zar. Okay? Question straightforward. Now, the truth be told is, what could have we answered? Remember, we answered the question when we had lo yatzak and lo balal. Remember on Yud Chet Amud Bet? What did we say? Haker ita, haker ita. Remember that? The Gemara chucked out the answer and said, what are you hacking me for? this is one halacha, this is one halacha. Why do they have to all be the same halachas? We said over there that Yitzika wasn't by Kohen, and law and Belila wasn't at all. Why did we have to force ourselves? Remember that? Remember that Gemara? Gemara doesn't answer that question over here. Gemara simply could have said that. So the Gemara says like this. So basically this is Rav Yosef answering Abaya, right? So Rav Yosef same says Abaya, V'chitale al da'atcha Shezar karev legab mizbeach. Well, what are you talking about? In order for the Yitzika to be done, where could Yitzika be done? Going outside the Azara, or at the entrance to the gate of the Azara. Where's the Melicha done? On the Mizbeach. How can Azar get there? Right? How can you say that? You even think for a second that a Zar goes back. Look at Rashi, the very last wide lines there. The Melichat Komet, where's the Melichat of the Kemitzah done? Berosho Shel Mizbeachi. You climb up to the Mizbeach. That's where you do it. Climb up a Shmaite, Berosho Shel Mizbeach. Shesham Mochim Et HaKomet. So what, a Zar's going to go in there? It's impossible. You can't learn that Limud, says Rav Yosef to Abai. Okay, that's the first answer that the Gemara gives to basically knock this out. And then it seems like a straightforward that Rabbi's like our Tana and we haven't got a problem and we refute our bai. The Gemara gives another answer. Ve'i bait eima. You could say another answer. Kevan dichtive bei brit. Since the Torah uses the Lashon brit, command the Tanabe Krad Damya. Okay, remember we had yesterday, we had a couple of Lashonot yesterday where we saw like, what do we say, Yihiye, remember? We had like Tihiye and Yihiye, Kain Ya'aseh, remember that? And we said that the Torah, even though we had Chukah and Torah, we never had Chukah and Torah, the Torah said Kain Ya'aseh, it was like it even said Chukah. So he's saying over here, the fact that it says Brit like covenant, is if it was repeated twice, it's the same status. That would be the second answer. And therefore, it would be le'ikuvah. It's interesting that between the first answer and the second answer, the nafkimim would be whether we would have to have melicha or not. Because the first answer leaves it like our Mishnah, and we conclude that you don't have to have melicha on the mincha. And the second answer would say you do need melicha, because melicha would be like brit, and therefore, if it was repeated, it would be le'ikuvah. So we'd have a different, you'd have a proper enough community between the answers. Okay, the Gemara asks another question. Velo Tane Beikra. Right? And what, you tell me the Pasuk isn't repeated? Our whole assumption up until now was that there's no repetition of the Pasuk. And therefore, we either said that there wasn't a repetition, and there was like our Mishnah, or we said it was a repetition, but it wasn't a repetition, it was that the fact that it said Brit. So the Gemara says, but why? There is repetition. We've got a pasuk. V'chol korban. How this pasuk over here comes from Vayikra Bet. V'chol korban minchatcha. V'melach timlach. V'lo tashpit melach brit Elohecha. Me'al minchatecha. Al kol korbancha takriv melach. Even in the pasuk, it says it twice. See that? The pasuk itself repeats it twice. See, at the beginning it says, V'chol korban minchatcha. And all your mincha. Melach timach put melach. V'lo tashpit and don't not have melach. Brit Elohecha. Me'al minchatecha. On your mincha. Al kol korbancha. On all your korbanot. Takriv melach. So v'akti. V'kol korbancha. Mincha melach timlach. So Gemara says, now who me by? We need to pass something else. What for? Lichdetanya. Now that's brighter. Please follow this brighter because we're going to say. We're going to Amar Mar. Remember yesterday I made a mistake. And I said it wasn't Amar Mar. It was Gufa. Amar Mar. When the Gemara takes out like an excerpt out of the brighter. We're going to have three or four of those in the rest of the daf. We're going to be referring to this bright a lot on its own, out of context of our sugya. But while we're on the context of our sugya, like we need a pasuk something else. What? Umi ba'al lichdi tanya for the bright. What's in the bright? Ilu ne'emar korban b'melach. What does the pasuk say? It says, v'chol korban minchatcha b'melach. All of your korban mincha, dafka melach. The pasuk had just said, korbancha b'melach, korban melach. Just saying korban, not korban mincha. So what did we have learned from the pasuk? Shomei ani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru korban, meat, not meat, sorry, blood, is called korban. and wood that we put on the Mizbeach is called Korban, even though we know there is a Korban wood, right? There's a Korban Eitz, we learned it as well. A guy can donate Korban Eitzim and bring just wood to the Beit HaMikdash. So this Korban Eitzim and Korban Dam is also called Korban. If we had just said Korban B'melach Timloch and not said Korban Min Chatcha, we would have thought that even blood you got to salt and even wood you'd have to salt. Washniklu Korban, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah tells us, it adds in the word Mincha, only Korban Minchatcha B'melach. Ma Mincha Meyuchel, what's special about your Mincha? She'acherin ba'in chova la'chova. The shita changes that around. She'acherin ba'in la'chova. What does it mean, acherin ba'in la'chova? Look at Rashi. Acherin, other stuff comes as a result of it. She'tzricha etzim la'ktara. You can't make your korban without firewood. You got to burn the wood. So wood, the mincha demands other things are brought with it. So too, he says, af kol she'acherin ba'in la'chova. Anything that you need, right, that needs wood, for example, to come with it, right, would then be excluded. In other words, wood just comes on its own. Blood doesn't need anything else to come with it. You don't have to bring, you don't burn the blood. So you don't bring firewood to make the blood. So therefore, blood wouldn't have salt. Okay, that's the learning of the Gemara at the moment. And the Gemara explains it. Now, what's important to understand, basically, the two meutim from this pasuk. So the first part of the pasuk we learned, which said v'chol korban minchatcha b'melach timloch. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Now the Gemara says as follows: ima mincha meyuchedet. Now you might say as follows: what's special about a mincha? Shemateret. It's a matir, right? The mincha is a matir to allow you. We're talking about the kmitza here, right? That you burn on the mizbeach allows you to go and eat the rest of the shirayim. So of course she matir. So you might think that just like the mincha, anything that is matir, right, also needs melach. Avidam she matir. Now blood is a matir. We sprinkle blood on the mizbeach, and the blood is a what do we use the word matir? Like an enabler, right? That by sprinkling the blood, it enables me now to go and eat the rest of the korban. So blood is like the kmitza. We might think it's also needed. Therefore, you might have to bring salt. Talmud lomar me'al minchatcha. Velo me'al damcha. That's why the pasuk said, "Melach brit elohecha me'al minchatecha," specifically to the mincha to exclude blood. So we got two mi'utim over here, right? Mincha, the pasuk there, right? The first pasuk tells us only a mincha, right, and not meat. I mean, not blood and not wood. And then the second mi'ut over there tells us that you might even thought dam because of the mi'ut, and therefore it says me'al. Okay, me'al minchatecha. So the first mincha in the pasuk tells us that it's stuff that needs other things to come with it. And the second mincha there, me'al minchatecha, comes to exclude blood. All right, so already it's meat, it's blood and wood and blood. Can you see that? The first mi'ut excluded wood, and the second mi'ut excludes dam. That's really what's going on over here. So the Gemara says like this. Yachol tehe. This is the rest of the brighter. Yachol te mincha kula teuna melach? Could we have a minute now that the whole mincha, as Rashi says, the gama shirayim, even the shirayim, not just the kmitza, but the whole mincha, tamud lomar korban, korban teun melach, ve'ein mincha kula teuna melach. So the pasuk says, v'chol korban minchatcha, right? Only the korban takriv melach. What's the korban? The korban is the kmitza and not the rest of the story. Ve'einli, another question, the brighter, ve'einli, the comments. Now I know that I've got to put salt on the kmitza. Where do I know I'm going to put salt on the levona as well, the frank incense that we bring with the korban? Marbe ani et levona. He says, no, I include the levona. Why? Shechein ba'a ima bekli echad. That's easy. The levona we put into the same kli as the mincha, and therefore it's all part of one big korban, and it's a matir, and we're going to burn it. And therefore, anything out of that mincha we're going to burn is a matir, all goes together, and therefore we can put salt on. Now the Gemara carries on, and the Bride says it as follows: Minayin rabot levona haba'a bifnei atzma. But now, that's levona which comes with the korban mincha. But we've learned as well that a guy can bring a korban of levona. Right? Just denied levona. How do we know there that levona also needs salt when it just comes on its own? Oh, Rashi says there bifne atzma. It's ikgon haomer hare alai levona. Now perik hare alai ishon. Later on, we'll see lo yivchom in a comet. If you're going to bring a levona korban, because the night's a korban is levona, you have to bring at least a comet. Right, then we've got also levona baba bazikim. We've got those levonas that come in with the lechem apanim of the you know, the 12 breads. V'haktarat minchat kohanim. Now, a kohen, we've spoken about this before, there's no shirayim, right? The kohen, the whole korban, Rashi even says it, minchat kohanim nidvotehem de kalilhu, the whole korban is burnt. Where do we have to put salt on that? And u'minchat kohen mashiach, right? That's the his chavit. Remember, the kohen mashiach does it every day, half in the morning, half in the evening. He makes those, remember, I used to call them omelets, but we said chavitin comes from the word machvat, right? Those like deep fried, sort of mincha korbanot. Uminchat nesachim. Minchat nesachim are the ones, the flour, the korban that comes with the korban that we have to also bring wine. And emorei chatat. And the emorim, right? The offal that we burn of the korbanot. Where do those need melach as well? The emorei asham, the emorei kochei kochim. And all those, Rashi says, yeah, kochei kochim is specifically talking about shalmei tzibur, which is the kivsei atzeret. Okay, those are the two kvasim on Shavuot, which we saw were a matir for the Shnei Halecha, remember? Right? Remember that? The two lechamim on Shavuot, we said that the kivsei atzeret, those were the matir. Remember we said that the shchita is what's matir. Remember that? That's what we said, if you do the one, you shech the one, the pigle wouldn't work because you have to have two mat, right? Ve'emorei kochim kalim, right? Ve'everei ola, and even the burning of the ola, ve'ola ta'of. All these things, where do you know, all these also need a melach? Now the bright end of it says minayin. The Shittim HaKubetz takes out the word minayin. But where do we know it all from? Talmud Lomar, al kol korbancha takriv melach. That's the end of the pasuk there. So we've got a ribui that goes across the board to all these korbanot. We have to bring melach. Okay. So that really is the end of the brighter. So now the Gemara starts. Amar Mar. So now we stop with our first extract from the Braita. Ein li ela komets. I only know about the komets of the Levona. Of the Korban Mincha. Minayin rabbonu la-Levona mar bi'ani et ha-Levona shekain ba'i ma b'kli echad. That was the Braita. That was the first quote we said. We said the Levona was the easy part because it all comes together in one Korban. The Gemara says like this. V'ha amarta. But didn't you say, this is a question, Ma mincha meyuchedet she'acherin ba'in chovala? What did we say at the very beginning? We said that what was unique about the korban mincha, that the korban mincha you had to have wood, for example, that you had to burn for the korban mincha. Right? Look at Rashi over here. V'ha amarta ma mincha meyuchedet she'acherin ba'in mincha irvia levona. Right? And the mincha. From there, we learned the Levona. V'chulu henech t'tshichin eitzim. Right? And they all need wood. Therefore, v'al kol korbancha tulameli. So, the Gemara's kash is as follows. If we already learned a ribui, that where do we know that we got to have, that all these things come with salt because we learned from the mincha. What's the mincha? That other things come forward, but you need wood. But for the Levona and this whole list of things which you just brought down the Mishnah, don't you need wood to burn them? You need wood to burn them, right? So you need wood to burn them. We've already learnt it from Mincha. So why does the Pasuk have to say, Al kol korbancha takriv melach? We could learn all these halachos without the ribui of the Pasuk, correct? From the ribui of the melach, or the Mincha. Which we don't need the Pasuk. Because we've got the ribui, we already learned the klal at the beginning. V'chol korban minchatcha b'melach timloch. We say, what is that coming? That's coming to teach us anything that we have to have wood or the likes in order for it to be a korban. All these things over here are exactly like mincha. We have to burn them on the mizbeach. We need the wood, so we can learn from mincha. Why do we have to the pasuk that tells us al kor korban chatakriv melach? That's really Gemara's question. So the Gemara said, "Hachi kamar." Says this is, we got to understand, the Gemara is now, what it's saying is almost like going into the psychology of the Svara of the Braita. Okay, it says, Hachi, this is really the question in the Braita, and this is the answer in the Braita. In other words, why did we ask that question? What was the answer? The question was, where do we learn the other stuff from? And the answer was the end of the pasuk. The Gemara is going to show that actually it was a machloket yet to understand, were we learning klal or prat, or klal or prat to klal? Okay, remember the difference? Klal or prat, we learn klal or prat means that you've got the klal, like let's say korbanot, and you've got the prat is mincha. So what does it mean klal or prat? Is ein ke'ela prat. So therefore now we've got the general terms of korban, the specific term of mincha, we now limit the halacha only to whatever's exactly like a mincha. Okay, we go off to the prat. Klal u prat u klal is a little bit different. Klal u prat u klal is that we've got the klal, korban, we've got mincha, the specific, and now we've got klal again. So we widen up the possibilities to other korbanot which are similar to mincha, not exactly like mincha. Okay, that's basically the difference. There's a whole machlok, remember we learned this before. It's klal prat to klal. Is it klal prat or is it prat to klal? And actually, it's like a compromise, remember, of klal prat to klal. Actually, you can do a whole lot of stuff written on klal prat. Okay, so now, it says like this. So, in answering that question, why do we need the pasuk? The Gemara says, no, this is hachikamah. This is really what's going on here. Ema, let's say that korban is klal, u'mincha is prat. The mincha is prat. Now, klal uprat is what? And bichlal elema sheba prat. Exactly, very limiting. Therefore, when we got mincha in, midi achrinelo. So we can only learn mincha if we use klal uprat. But what are all the other things that are similar to mincha? Therefore, the Gemara went back. Hadar amar al kor korbancha. What was the Gemara saying al kor korbancha? It was actually saying to the Tana, don't learn it through klal uprat, that it's only exactly like the mincha. But chazaru klal, it's actually klal uprat to klal, right? And what's klal uprat to klal? Iatadan ila ka'ein haprat. Now you can include other stuff that's similar to the prat, right? When we said klal uprat, it's ein bichlal ila masheba prat. What's in the prat? When we say ka'ein haprat, we say similar to the prat. Maha prat, what's the prat, the mincha? Mefurash, clear, she'acherin bain chovala. We have in the mincha, we need wood in order to burn it. Af kol she'acherin ba'in chovala. So to all other stuff, which are chovala, and there, where do we learn that from? Because it's as if the Tana was having a discussion and say, but then why we got this into the pasuk? Al kol korban chatak remelech. It's actually klal upat to klal. We go back to korban again, and we have klal, and therefore we can widen the whole story, and our brighter can learn mincha and all these other things. If we had just learned klal uprat, we would have been stuck in mincha, and bezikin, and all these other things wouldn't have been part of the calculation at all. Okay, is that clear? All right. Now, the Gemara says like this, acherin deba'in chovala ma'anihu. What are these things we're speaking about when we say that other stuff that comes in as a requirement for the korban? Eitzim, we must be speaking about wood. Right, so therefore the Gemara says, Af kol eitzim. Right, look at Rashi over here for a second. It's a little bit tricky here in the Rashon. Okay, the second wide line, I skipped out that first wide line. Okay, Af kol eitzim. Af kol hatzrichim eitzim. Tunin melech. Okay, not Af kol eitzim. He says, yeah, whatever needs eitzim. Right, because once we've said that wood is what is a chayim, we're referring in our bright to stuff that you need for the korban. Talking about wood, therefore anything that needs wood would have melach. So Gemara says, Ema levona, va'aiti dam de ikenesachim. Says, why do you limit it to that? If that's the case, then we're going to say levona, right? And aiti dam, look at Rashi, yayin v'shemen ba'in lechova lezevach. Now this is a little bit tricky. It's a little bit tricky over here, what I think the Gemara is saying. Saying over here, then why do you stop over there, right? Why don't we also say that even blood, wine, right? Even the blood, right? The blood should have salt. Why? Because the blood, iken esachim, in other words, there are other things that come. The blood is the matir. We have all these other things in the korban, and they're a necessity for me to do the sprinkling of the blood. So if they're a necessity for me to do the zrika, then it's as if the zrika has stuff which is coming in order for it to be done. And if there's anything that needs other stuff to be done for it, then it should also have salting. Right? I think that's what the Gemara is saying over here. It's a little bit tricky, but I think it's what it's saying over here. Iti dam dike nesachim. So what says, no, nesachim bahade emorin hudatu. The nesachim don't come with the blood, for the blood. The nesachim come with the emorim. So the Gemara says, ma taima. How do you know that? It says, because we've got achile and shtia. Because we have to have in the korban achile, look at Rashi, the emorin, v'shtia the yayin. In other words, it's almost like we're having a feast of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give them to eat and we give them to drink. So it's got nothing to do with the blood. They aren't part of the blood, therefore they aren't coming as a result of the essentials for the blood. They're coming on their own for their own story. Gemara says, Adraba, exact opposite. I'll ask my place. Lost my place. Where are we? Oh, yeah, yeah. What's it? Adraba. Exact opposite. Why are you saying that? Look at Rashi. Letzorech damatu. On the contrary, they come for the blood. It is a case of chovinla. Tahachi urcha. This is the way we do things. La'achar kaparat dam. Shekipera lachet. After you've done kapora and you've finished with your sin, ba'hayayin. Amisameach Elohim v'anashim. Comes one which makes Hashem and man happy. Right? Kapara is happy. So therefore, what's really happening over here? Saying the wine isn't the reason. The nesachim are coming for the blood. In other words, they're coming all of you to do the kapara. Although it's actually the other way around. You get happy after the kapara, but it seems like it's entrenched in the whole korban over here that they are a part and parcel of what it is. And therefore, you would say that kapara v'simcha, right? That the kapara and the simcha. So therefore, we come out with the fact that all of this is for the dam, and therefore, you should have melach when it comes to dam. Does it make sense what I'm saying? It's tricky, I think, but I think that's the pshat of it. So the Gemara says, Ella, no, can't be. Right, look at Rashi. Ella lahachi lo itrave dam. No, dam is not included in that. Afal gav the nesachim ba'in lo chova. Even the Gemara concedes that the nesachim do come as a chova for the dam. Lo damu lelevona. Right, you can't compare the blood and its nesachim like the levona. Why? Because the levona haba de lo chova lemincha. The levona is inherent as a chova in the mincha. So therefore, the levona baha ima mincha bekli echad. Because like we said earlier on, the levona is in the kli of the mincha. Therefore, it's part and parcel of the mincha. Therefore, the wood and the fire, etc., all came because of the mincha and the levona is part of it. Right? But nesachim, it says Rashi, ein ba'in ima dam bekli echad. The blood isn't with the nesachim in the same kli. It was in theory, says Rashi. If you had the blood and the wine mixed up in one kli, you'd have to put salt on the blood. But because the blood is in a separate kli and the wine is separate kli, even though we do need the nesachim as part and parcel of the kapara process, which is the zrika, they aren't chovin lo like the levona and the ketora, for example. Okay, that's I think what we're saying over here. So therefore, he says no. El levona ba'ima bekli echad, nesachin ein ba'in bekli echad. The Gemara says, okay, but avar eitzim, ki heichi de mitkasher bahu mincha, hachi mitkasher bahu kulo korbanot. Right? But wood specifically, right, just like we need the wood for the mincha to be a kosher mincha, so too, right, we need the wood for the korbanot. So that's like a classic example of what ba'in chovin lo. Right? When we said that ba'in la chova, that we would have to have the wood for all the other stuff. Right? Where the blood and the nesachim is not a classic example. So now the Gemara says as follows. Now we go back to the notion, to the discussion of klal uprat uklal. Just go there for 1 second quickly. Okay, now we're running out of time. Let's go. Va'ema, so the Gemara says like this. So now we go back to the aim of klal uprat uklal. So Gemara says, Va'ema maha prat. We learned earlier on, right? When we said klalu prat, we said what was the klal of the prat? The prat was mincha. What was the klal? The klal was korban. So Gemara says no. Maybe we can explain it, the klalu prat, a little bit differently. Ma prat? What is the prat? Mefurash sheacherim ba'in chovala. Number one. Umateret af kol she'acherim ba'in chov umateret. Sorry. In other words, we're going to change the prat. We say, no, the klal is korban, but the prat is a korban that has two elements to it. First, acherim ba'in chovala, which would mean we have to have something like wood for it to have, for it to exist. It needs something for it to exist. But not only is that good enough, but also has to be a materet. It has to be an enabler. It has to be a permitter. And therefore, Klaru Pra will tell us that when do we have melach? With any korban which has something which comes with it, like wood, and it is a matir. Okay? Like the kemitzah would be a good example of the mincha. Right? The mincha is a kemitzah. The kemitzah is a materet, and you burn it, it would have to have wood, right? As the Gemara says, Av kol shachem ba'in chovala umateret. Uma nihu. So he gives it an example over here, right? So we've got these two tna'im here. You need two tna'im, right? And what would be an example? The Gemara says, Levona. Because what is Levona? Haba'a bebazikin, right? On the one hand, it comes in his bazikin and we're going to burn them, so it needs wood. And secondly, the sharia lechem. As a result of burning the levona with the lechem apanim, you can now eat the bread. So the levona you need to burn, and it's a matir. So anything like that, avar midiach nilo, but anything else wouldn't be if we said klalu prat. So the Gemara says, one second, midi istrich me'al minchatcha, right? But why did the pasuk say? The pasuk says specifically, melach v'tashbit melach v'lo tashbit melach brit elohecha me'al minchatecha. It said specifically me'al minchatecha v'lo me'al damcha or damecha, right? It didn't say me'al damcha michlal dehedech kulu atu b'chatzad. So now what's it chatzad mean? We learned the klal uprat the first time around. We said there was one aspect to the prat. What was the one aspect? It needs something that comes with it. Okay? Chovin la. Now we wanted to add another tzad. We wanted to say tzad echad, it needs something which comes with it, like the mincha which we used earlier on in the example. And another tzad, another aspect would be also a matir. Right? That's how we try to place the question. Let's say that's the klal. The Gemara says no. The very fact that the Torah used the pasuk me'al minchatecha and it didn't say me'al damcha tells us that it's only looking at one side. Because if it wanted to use a double demand, yeah, you have to have a tzad of ba'in la chova and a tzad of matir, would it say dam? Because dam we see has on the one hand the nesachim come as a result of the dam, we saw that already, right? And dam is a matir. It didn't say that, it said only minchatecha, which is only the one side. Only got one side. So the Gemara is saying implicit in the pasuk is telling us we don't need to look at two aspects over here. Okay, that's the bounce out of the answer. Is there a Rashi over here? Yeah. Look at Rashi here quickly. Mide itzrich me'al minchatecha le'me'utei dam. In other words, we take it, took the dam out. And we said dam isn't one of these examples. Alma ilo me'atei kra, if we hadn't had that mi'ut. Remember I said at the very beginning, we had two miutim. We had one was mincha, was eitz, and one was me'al minchatecha, was blood. If we never had that miut, what would we have thought? That dam is ta'un melach. Ah, the Torah took it out. Mishum, why would we have thought it? Mishum, the dam is a mincha, b'chad sad, she'matir k'mincha. Because we would have said, what is dam? Dam is like a mincha. What is common between mincha and dam? They're both matir. Ah, therefore dam would also need melach. Michlal dehenach kulu. The lo matinu kra michat sad atu, kaven de damu bechat sad, acher min achova aminan de tunan melach. The Gemara says no. The fact that the Gemara only used this one sad, which is just mincha, right, which means that you need something else like wood, and not a matir, we don't have to go in that direction. So we don't even have the hava mina that the mi'ut over here, that the prat is a double sided prat. It's only one prat. Okay. Let's carry on. So now, Amar Mar, now a new excerpt from the Brighter. The Brighter said like this: Amar Mar, me'al minchatech v'lo me'al damcha. right? So what does it mean? Ve'ayim me'al mincha techa ve'lo me'al evarecha. Why do you choose dafka to parallel that me'al mincha techa to me'al damcha to blood? Say no. Say me'al mincha techa ve'lo me'al evarecha. Right? And therefore, an evarim wouldn't need melach. Right? Why dafka dam? The Gemara says, mistabra evarim havelel rebuye. This from svara. That we had to include Avarim. Why? Shechein, we've got like a bit of a code over here. There's six or seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven siman in there. But I think it's actually only six. I think I numbered them. I came up with six.
Oh, six.
Did it say six there in the notes?
Yeah,
which is doubled? Because I've got, yeah, I thought, because it says here, Ashban, Acherim, Bain Chovala, that's one. So what is Avarim? You have to have wood in order to burn it. Ishim, it gets burnt, kemota, like the mincha. Bachut kemota, it's not inside the heichal, it's outside in the chatzir, like the mincha. Notar kemota, evarim, also have notar, if you leave it overnight, it becomes pasul. Tuma kemota, if it comes tame, like the mincha, it becomes pasul. And me'ila kemota, there's also me'ila. Look at the very last line of Rashi. So all those examples are common. Uvedam leikamidi, and dam's got none of those. Can be first masechet yom brako to you. Klater cry kativ vedam. Chad nimuta minota, chad mitume, vechad mimeila. There are only three in tuma, right? So not like none, but I mean the less. The Gemara says adraba. If the Rashi jumped the gun, right? The Gemara says adraba. Damu la rabbi, which actually include dam over here. Why? Shechein matir kamota, because dam is a matir like the kamitza. It's an enabler, right? And nifsal b'shkia tachama kamota, right? This was basically, the rabbi mentioned this in Yeshir on Tuesday night, that the blood is nifsal. Remember, he was trying to understand Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, if you go after the mi'ut, the migbala, on the eating or the drinking. Remember, he said, shtia ka'achila?
No,
he didn't. Lo ita b'yom shlishi? Ah, shamati ba'kaletet, chashav shata ita. Ah, lo ita. Ah, okay, well, then forget it. Shamati kimata, nifsal b'shkia chama kamata. It's also got a time limit. Like the blood is like the mincha. So Gemara says no. Henech nefishim. There are much more common denominators with avarin, as we saw, right? Those six, as there are with dam. So therefore, it can't be okay. Now the next quote. Amar Mar. Okay, we're going just quickly. It's a short amud. Look back at the brighter, right? This Amar Mar. Shomer ani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru korban. Where is it? Yeah, at the very beginning of the brighter. On Daf Kafam with Aleph, as the brighter starts, it's like right in the middle of the narrow section of the Gemara. Right in the middle. Mamash ba'emtza de beni. Yesh achadzeh, the Tanya. See it? Sorry, po. Mamash ba'emtza po. Okay? You got it, Steve? Okay, it says like this. V'chol korban mincha v'melech l'loch. Ha'hu mi ba'i leich lichtetan. For the Bible, what's the Bible? It says, ilu ne'emar, if we had said korban b'melech, just korban melech, shomeya ani afilu etzim, and v'dam, shenikru korban. I would have learned to include wood and blood. Talmud lomar mincha. Therefore, the Torah learned mincha ma mincha meyuchedet she'acherim ba'in la'chova. Of course, she'acherim in la'chova. Okay, that's the quote we're taking out now. Because we would have thought blood and eitz, but we learned to limud mincha. Therefore, it isn't. So Gemara says like this: Man shamatle. Who's the Tana? Right? The Amar eitzim ikri korban. They're called eitzim korban. Rebbe. Right. So maybe Rebbe's the one that calls the eitzim korban. Wait a second, we've got a problem over here if we say that our Mishnah is according to Rebbe, because le Rebbe mi baya ba'u melach, right? The Shitta changed the Lashon to miva baya, not mi bayi, but miva, without the yud. Miva bayi, melach, he needs melach. How do Rebbe needs melach? The Tanya, korban, melamed, shemitnadvim, etzim. When effectively calling wood a korban means you can donate wood as a korban. Vakama, how much wood do you have to have when you make a donation of a korban? Shnei gzirin. Right? At least like the minimum is like two big pieces of wood. Right, look at Rashi. How do we know that? Rashi says over there, Shnei Gzirin, Shnei Bekiyot Gedolot. Right, it's two big pieces of wood. And we learned it from... is it not written here on the mizbeach itself that when you put wood on the mizbeach, the least you can have on the mizbeach is two big things of wood, right? In the actual mizbeach itself. Okay, I don't know where I saw that. And Rebbe also says, "V'ha'goraloti palnu al korban ha'etzim." Right, we've got that pasuk over there. The pasuk says, "Va'goroti palnu in Nehemiah al korban ha'etzim, al kohanim alivim ba'am, la'vi lebeit Israel lebeit avotam li'itim mezumanim shana b'shana leva'er kol ha'mizbech Hashem lo'ed kastu betra." We see that you can have a goralot to gisi. What are you going to bring? Wood. And Rebbe says over there, "Omer etzim korban ha'in." And Rebbe says that etzim are korban, and v'tunin melach v'tunin hagasha. If you bring a korban of Eitzim, you got to salt the Eitzim, and you got to do hagasha like you would to the southwestern part, I'm assuming, I don't know where, of the Mizbaya. V'amar Rava, ledivrei Rebbe, Eitzim tunim kemitza. He said, not only do we have to have salt, and you have to have hagasha, but you have to do kemitza from the korban of the Eitzim. V'amar Rapapa, and Rapapa said, ledivrei Rebbe, Eitzim tshuchim Eitzim. And he says even more than that, when you bring Eitzim, you have to bring Eitzim. In other words, you're bringing a korban of Eitzim to burn, you have to have Eitzim to come with him and burn there. So the Gemara says, right, kashe, how can our Tana be Rebbe? And how can this be Rebbe? We've just proven now that we don't need salt for Eitzim and for blood. And if it's Rebbe, we need a salt for Eitzim. So look what the Gemara says. Samei mikan Eitzim. Just from our bright that we quoted in the previous Amud, where we learned over there about a mi'ut of mincha for Eitzim, he says, take out Eitzim. You know what? Take it out, and we leave the bright that the only mi'ut we got is dam. And you actually would need salt on Eitzim. Right? So the Gemara says, v'ele kral ibutemai. So then what is the pasuk? We learned that pasuk, mincha techa, which came to exclude Eitzim. So if you tell me now that Eitzim is in, then what's the mi'ut from the pasuk? Right? Look at Rashi there quickly. Look at that one Rashi. Dibrei Rebbe, the Mekish Eitzim. Right? Le Mincha. V'itzrich ha-gasha k'mincha, nid ha-gasha k'mincha, tonin k'mitza k'mincha, k'mitza k'mincha, ha-mit nadev shnei gzirin, yavi Eitzim achay nasikan. You have to either bring other wood to burn them. So the Gemara says, so what do we need it for? So the Kramat Amai, so it says, I le me'utei dam, if you want to tell me that the mi'ute is for dam, we don't need that, because we already got me'al mincha techa nafka. We already got a separate train, and Rashi says, train mi'ute lamedi, why don't you train mi'ute? Right? So he says, me'al mincha techa nafka. So the Gemara says, you know what? Afik eitzim v'ayil nesachim. Take out eitzim and stick in nesachim. Why nesachim? It was the mi'ut is telling me nesachim. The Tanya, and this is the proof, because we got a brighter, right? That look at Rashi, the yayin ain ta'un melach. We don't need melach when it comes to blood. Aval hayayin v'hadam v'ha'etzim v'ha'ketoret ain tun melach. We're going over here on hayayin v'hadam, right? And therefore, we can leave it out. Let's stop over here, because if you already see the rest of the past, the bright is a bit difficult, right? Because it says v'ha'etzim. Now we're using a brighter to prove Rebbe in our brighter that Eitzim do need melach from a brighter that itself says Eitzim do need melach, and I'll leave for you tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos.